And this is about radar jamming of drones to take them out, not exploding them.
So the problem with the drone fight is you need all sorts of layered defense. One solution does not work if you just try to jam them. If you look at what's happening in Ukraine, people have started to hardwire drones. And so you can't do RF jamming on a hardwired drone. And so there are things like net guns that are coming back. We're using all sorts of solutions and tools. And it makes it even more complicated when you're by an airport and you're doing it in your own homeland. You just have different authorities. And so a lot of this is a human problem of communication, command and control, and having a layered set of solutions that you can use for any given problem.
So you're talking about here at the homeland, things like the U.S. hosting the Olympics, the World Cup, even just these Super Bowl games that are coming up. Should there be restrictions in this country on who is able to own and operate drones?
I'm pretty optimistic that we will be able to figure out a solution where we will know what is in the sky at every moment across our country all at once. And so if you think of the president,
we're not there yet.
But under the president's golden dome, I would think about this like a golden mini dome, where if you took one of the sites for the World Cup, we are heavily focused on being able to see everything in the area, have all of the interceptors we will need, have all of the training for all of the different forces that will have to be able to act. And so to your specific question, I think we are trying to design a system so that Americans are able to fly drones, so that commercial companies like Amazon, like the future of delivery in a lot of ways is commercial drones. And so we will just have to deconflict the skies working with the FAA. But this is a big topic. I check in with Secretary of War Hegseth on this almost weekly.